As the big attendance of hundreds of people gathered, the everyday sounds of traffic were passing by on the roadside mingled with the choir singing Amazing Grace. Maritime and state organisations were gathered, all of them laying at the memorial wreaths in memory of those who died. Cork County Mayor Patrick Gerard Murphy noted that there has been a change in maritime safety regulations since the tragedy.
Everyone in Lantry recognises the significance of this tragedy. It was a changing, a kind of a watershed moment in, I suppose, maritime safety and maritime law and maritime regulations. Unfortunately, I suppose a lot of people lost their lives, but the world of safety and the maritime level is much better today from the experience of that tragedy.
The names of those who died were read out, French and Irish, including a diver who died while dealing with the wreck, his death bringing the total overall to 51. And then came stark, powerful comment, a letter from Zanet Ravello, whose husband Marcel was killed when the Betelgeuse exploded. She has visited Bantry but was unable to travel to this occasion due to an accident. As it was read out, the sound of birdsong from the trees around the cemetery mingled with the sombre words of the letter.
Each time I come back to Bantry, I feel angry. As far as I'm concerned, the lack of a rescue is responsible for the death of 50 people. How can we accept such a disaster 200 metres from the shoreline? No survivor, no rescue. Nobody was there to answer the distress call, "For God's sake, come and get us." There were too many operational malfunctions and a lack of safety at the terminal. Nothing worked. It was the 25th accident in 9 years. I can well imagine what our loved one felt, knowing that the tanker was a bomb and being helpless so close to the shore as they were facing death. Fully aware of what was happening. My husband was the third body found on the morning of the 8th. His body was totally intact. He died of hypothermia. Had he died at sea, my reaction would have been so much different. Human lives did not count for much. In 1999, we met the Irish families for the first time. We worked together towards a common goal. Firstly, to find the truth, and secondly, to ensure safety on board our vessels. Never again should there be such a disaster. The victims must not have died for nothing. Let us never forget that no price can be put on human lives, that profit must not come before men's safety. We have all endured the same tragedy. The Irish families were the first witnesses, knowing that their loved ones were in that inferno. We must go forward without weakening at any time. They showed us the way as they were facing death. We must keep on living, keeping their memory alive. We are the Betelgeuse family, in spite of the language difference, and may the Franco-Irish friendship continue for a long time.
That letter, read by Francois Letellier, the former French consul in Cork, underlined that the relatives of those who died have never, and will never, they say, forget what happened. They go on asking questions about why the tragedy happened. Michael Kingston, the international maritime lawyer who led the 40th commemoration, was 4 years old when his father Tim was killed in the tragedy. He is vice president of the Relatives and Friends of the Betelgeuse Group, and at the memorial mass in St. Fernbar's Church in Bantry, prior to the ceremony in the cemetery, he made it clear they are not satisfied with the official response, including from the Irish government, to the tragedy. Since the commemoration, he's written to ministers, every member of the Oireachtas and President Higgins, saying that the hugely important issues that go to the heart of Irish and European society in relation to fundamental rights, the administration of justice, protection of our workers and regulations regarding maritime safety must be raised and discussed. He was understandably emotional when I spoke to him standing at the memorial in the cemetery.
Yes, I mean, this is a difficult day, Tom, and there are issues that are hard to deal with, and I had to take a stand on certain issues. And you know, when you've dealt with this situation down and through the years, you need support, and we haven't had proper support from the government, and they need to take these issues seriously.
That was a very strong letter read out.
Yes, you have two choices: either you get down onto the field of play and stand up for the rights of the citizens of Ireland, and not just the victims of the Betelgeuse, or you don't say anything, and today was the day to do that.
I've rarely heard anything like that read out at a ceremony like this.
Well, it had to be said.
4 years old at the time, your memories must go back looking out here over Gulf Oil, now as it was, Whiddy and that.
Yes, I mean, obviously it's a very poignant occasion, and the stunning beauty of Bantry Bay, and utter tragedy to happen within this bay, and we have this beautiful day today. It's such a contradiction, and one wishes that it didn't happen, but hopefully it will never happen again.
And a stunning turnout by the people of Bantry.
Oh, it's incredible. The people of Bantry are just absolutely magnificent. Every corner and person of Bantry, they've come out, helped, prepared, and it's just been absolutely incredible.
Has this day helped you and the family?
Oh, completely. To have this support from Bantry, Ireland, and all the maritime institutions in Ireland and across the world, it's been incredible support for the families.
And finally, that letter read out said, it'll never be forgotten.
Oh no, that's for sure. There are issues too much importance to the ordinary rights of Irish people involved, and things that happen not just in the disaster but afterwards must never again happen in Ireland.
Michael Kingston at the 40th anniversary commemoration of the Betelgeuse disaster.